Now, Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov has urged world powers to help the Syrian government in its fight against the Daesh Takfiri terrorists.
Priorities should be set up. If a priority is the fight against terrorism, then selfish considerations like changing of power in Syria should be put aside, just as when previous attempts to change in Iraq and Libya have led to the growth of terrorism. This gave ISIL a chance to be organized into the evil structure that we see in the region.
Lavrov said Moscow will continue to deploy personnel to the Arab country to train Syrian forces. He added that Syria's army is the most powerful force in fighting Daesh, also known as ISIL. He noted Moscow will carry on providing Damascus with military supplies and humanitarian aid. The Russian foreign minister reiterated that his country's military exercises in the Mediterranean Sea are in full compliance with the international law. The maneuvers are going to be held in September. In the meantime, US President Barack Obama has said Russia's military presence in Syria indicates that the Syrian president, Bashar Assad, is, quote, worried and in need of Russian assistance. Obama also said that Moscow's support for Syria is doomed to failure. To discuss this further, let's go to Montreal and talk to Michael Trzodowski with the Center for Research on Globalization. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Trzodowski, Russia's call for the world to join and help the Syrian government in fighting ISIL terrorists seems to have fallen on deaf ears, at least in Washington. Instead, we have the U.S. president saying that Moscow's strategy in Syria is doomed to failure. Two questions here. First of all, what is Russia's strategy that the West is so opposed to? And second, why is the West so worried about what it calls an alleged Russian buildup in Syria?
Well, first of all, we have to distinguish between acts of aggression against the sovereign state, which is what the United States is doing under the, you know, under the humanitarian mandate of going after ISIL, when in fact we know, and it's amply documented, that ISIL is supported, financed by the United States and its allies, and what we might describe as bilateral military cooperation between two sovereign states, namely Syria and the Russian Federation. And that is something which has been ongoing for many, many years. Between the two countries, Russia has a naval base in the Mediterranean, and it is also providing Syria with its air defense system, the S-300, as well as other areas of cooperation, particularly focusing on training and weapons systems and so on. I don't think that implies in any way that they would be deploying ground forces. That will not happen. And this is not something new. It's part of a long-standing relationship between the two governments. Now, with regard to Obama, it's somewhat of a, well, diabolical statement. Since September of last year, and we're commemorating 1 year of U.S. humanitarian bombings directed against Iraq and Syria, there have been 53,000 sorties during that period. Those are the official figures, of which over 6,700 have been what they call strike sorties. Now, I would suspect that a large number of the 57,000 sorties are in fact geared towards delivering weapons and supplies to the ISIS, which are the foot soldiers of the Western Military Alliance fighting the Syrian government forces.
And of course, Mr. Trzodowski, how suspicious do you see the recent increase in the number of countries suddenly eager to join the U.S. airstrikes on Syrian soil?
Well, you know, the United States has always used a strategy of co-opting its so-called allies, and in some cases its proxy states, in doing its dirty work in the war theater. And they have the support of Saudi Arabia, Qatar. They also have their European allies. They have Canada. I think that these countries have to, particularly the countries, the so-called Western, you know, the so-called Western democracies, they have to ask, beg the question, who are we supporting? They're supporting the terrorists. It's clear and obvious. The strike sorties directed against Syria do not target the ISIL. The ISIL is an instrument of the U.S. administration. They're Al-Qaeda affiliated. They used to be called Al-Qaeda in Iraq. There's been a long-standing intelligence tradition in the United States to support jihadist Al-Qaeda affiliated organizations. Many of the ISIS are in fact former Libya Islamic Fighting Group mercenaries who have now joined the ISIL, and as we recall, those mercenaries were supported also by the United States and NATO.
All right, Michael Tosadowski, with the Center for Research on Globalization from Montreal. Thanks for your time there, sir.